Hi guys, and welcome back to the Rare Wellness Podcast, the podcast designed to help you heal holistically and give you the tools that you need to thrive. We're making it easy to understand medicine and wellness with practical steps from the experts, one podcast at a time. Guys, I am so excited for today's episode. We are doing something a little different. As you can see, I don't have my usual setup because today we are going to be taking a trip to visit the nurse practitioner that came on a couple weeks ago talking about Ozempic and weight loss and diabetes and all of the controversies with that. Her name is Kayla. She's a family nurse practitioner and she is incredible. I learned so much in this last episode and we're going to go visit her in person, get an IV, use the red bed therapy that they have at their clinic and show you guys all sorts of other biohacking tools that they have available there. So if you're listening to this on audio, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast, be sure to go to YouTube, Rare Wellness Podcast. You're going to want to see the video version of this. We had so much fun talking and Kayla just has so much knowledge on all things Western and Eastern medicine and talking about a hybrid between the two to achieve your optimal health goals and help you be your happiest, healthiest in your own body, in your own journey and thrive, whether you're dealing with physical problems, mental health problems, weight loss, mood, autoimmune deficiencies, and more. So come to the studio with me. Let's go get an IV and let's chat with Kayla on all things wellness. Hi guys, so I'm so excited. We made it to North Idaho Med Spa and we're with Kayla today and I'm just so excited. We're gonna be doing all sorts of wellness and IVs and red bed and talking about all of the cool biohacking and like neat treatments that you guys offer here. Thank you so much for making time.
Yes, of course. I'm so glad you made it.
No, I am so, so excited. Last time, if you guys don't know, which I already mentioned this in the intro, but we did a really cool episode talking about all things Ozempic, diabetes, talking about all the controversies, and it was such a good episode. So if you haven't listened to that already, be sure to go give that a listen. I learned so much from you.
Oh, so I'm so glad. I'm so glad. That makes me so happy. So here at North Idaho Med Spa, we do kind of a combination of Western and Eastern medication, right?
Yeah.
So what I love about working here as a nurse practitioner is taking all of my ICU experience from the Western side of medication. So we're talking about medications, we're talking about, you know, that hands-on stuff, whereas Eastern medicine is more of the natural approach, right?
Yeah.
So I think a combination of both is excellent care.
I think it's the most effective because I feel like sometimes people swing way too far in either direction. It's like, it's funny because my mom is like a big like essential oil mom. I remember when I tore my ACL and she was like, oh, let me look up oils for that.
I'm like,
there's a certain point in time where it's like, okay, like we need medication, like we need the
surgery,
we need like the Western medicine,
yes,
right? Like there's such a time and place for it. And yet, like, I feel like on the other hand, sometimes like women come in with like, I know we've mentioned this before, but come in and like talk about, I have like acne and the first thing you're prescribed is like birth control without ever looking at like the root cause or like such a beautiful, like, I think there's so much like wisdom in ancient medicine that like there's such a beautiful combination of the two. And I feel like, especially in our last conversation, I was just blown away at like your approach to things and how you do it. And I think a lot of our listeners are going to resonate with that. So I'm really excited. Yeah. Before we start, I'm going to be getting an IV today, which I'm really excited during the podcast. And then we're going to dive deep into all of the things like red light therapy, all the different treatments that they offer here. So what are some of those treatments that you guys offer?
So at our med spa, we offer IV therapy, which is what we're going to do today. We offer a red light therapy bed, which is very similar looking to a tanning bed. So don't be alarmed when you see it. We also offer laser hair removal. So we have a laser.
Wait, I'm going to have to talk to you guys later about this because I feel like I did one round of treatment and it was like, I need more.
Likely eight treatments. So we do laser hair removal. We also have a scarlet, which is actually fat frying. So a lot of women and men will get it here to actually go in and fill the fat cells. We do Botox.
Yep.
And we do PRP. which is basically where you take your blood, you spin it, it's your plasma, and then you inject it into wherever you're wanting it, essentially. And then we also do weight loss therapy here, which you and I have already discussed. So we offer a lot of different options as far as like having a primary care on one side and then also having a med spa on the other side. It works.
It's really a one-stop shop.
It is. And it really makes a big difference. Like if I have a patient that's sick and I don't want to send them to the ER for fluids, I can give them to them because I have it right here.
I have it right here.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like IV therapy has been, we're going to start with that, but it has been so popular. I feel like I see it all the time on like in the wellness world, on my Instagram feed, like IV therapy, I feel like is like all the rage at the moment. And
so
let's talk about what treatment I am getting.
Yes.
I picked this one out and I'd love to hear you talk about like the benefits of it and like,
So you're getting Inner Beauty. We have a whole list of different IVs that we offer, from Myers cocktail to an athletic performance cocktail. So it truly depends on kind of what you're looking for. A Myers is typically when you would come in, you're dehydrated, you feel not great.
Yeah.
And then a athletic performance is more for recovery purposes.
Yeah.
But today the Inner Beauty has vitamin C, so it's 500 milligrams of vitamin C. And then it has a Vita Complex, which involves a ton of B vitamins, which gives you lots of energy. So it includes B2, B3, B5, and B6, and of course, vitamin C. And then we also do biotin, which is super helpful for hair, skin, and nails as well.
I feel like fall time, everyone's immune system, but especially like, and energy. Like, I feel like as soon as like, like my energy is just like, the sun's not out like it used to be. Thankfully, this week has been good. But like, as soon as the sun like starts going down a little bit sooner, the mornings are chillier. I like have such a hard time finding energy. So
yes,
I'm really excited.
So, okay, should we start?
Yes, let's start. I already told Kayla this, but I'm like, I apologize for my small, tiny veins. So we'll see how many pokes this takes.
Let's see.
Good luck.
Oh no, you're good.
Okay.
Yep.
You're good.
Yep. We're good.
You're good.
So it's hard, especially if people are dehydrated and they can't get like a good IV. Luckily, because of my experience in the ICU, I typically have pretty good luck with IVs.
So for people listening, who, like,
hold this too, right?
Perfect. Like, who is IV therapy good for? When should you come in for IV therapy? Especially, I feel like on this podcast, we talk so much about health optimization and not just like survival.
Yeah.
So, like, who?
I think anyone that wants an IV should get an IV because I think it's person specific if it works or if it doesn't work.
Totally.
The only people that I really don't like to give IVs to is people who have heart failure because they're very sensitive to fluids.
Mm.
So if they have something called a low ejection fraction, which is where their heart is not squeezing appropriately, that's not someone you necessarily want to give a ton of fluids to.
Totally.
So that's something that needs to be managed. But typically young, healthy people like yourself, it's very, I think it's like super beneficial to have. Okay, you ready for this, Bo?
Ready.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, ready? And I am very sorry about this. There can be a little bit of blood beats.
It's okay. We'll just cut it off.
I'm so really bleeding. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Your vein is actually very strong.
That's good.
So that's why that happened.
Is that good?
Yeah, really good.
Oh, yeah.
And it means that you're nice, beautifully hydrated.
You know, I think I used to not be this hydrated, but for the last, I've been doing some hard, like for the mental benefits,
but
like, not well, but I'm
not well. Yet.
But I've been doing it, and I feel like I've been drinking a gallon of water a day, and like, I've been having a lot of electrolytes.
Yeah,
and I swear they used to have the hardest time like getting blood from me.
Oh, really?
So, this is a good thing.
No, it was good, it's no problem at all.
Yeah.
It was just that it was a very strong vein, so it was spitting that at me.
At least it didn't like squirt.
No, it kind of did. Now it's a very strong vein.
So it's easy to cut off. So
yeah, we're good. Very, very strong vein. Which is good, but it also means that you're actually very well hydrated. So that's
hydrated.
Yes. And so that yellow color that you see here is the vitamin C.
Oh, amazing.
And vitamins.
Yeah.
How long
does an IV typically take for people?
So it depends. So, like, if we're doing a NAD, which is a mitochondrial DNA repair, that we like to infuse over at least a couple of hours because it can drop your blood pressure.
Yeah.
So I think it truly depends on the IV. About this is like, it's totally fine, like a 45 minutes.
Okay. So NAD versus NAD. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I was never sure how to call it. That is super cool. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes.
So that's one of the infusions that you offer?
We do. We offer NAD or NAD through an IM injection.
Yeah.
Or through an IV.
Okay. And then what is that for people listening? Because I've loved what I've heard about NAD.
Yeah. So from what I've seen, just from personal experience, it's amazing and really does change people's life, especially when they have mitochondrial autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
And the mitochondria in our bodies is the powerhouse of our cell, mm-hmm. right? They control all of it. So the NAD is giving the mitochondria and the cells more power so that they can function properly.
Is this something that your body naturally produces?
Mitochondria, yeah. Unless you have like a specific genetic disease that has a mitochondrial problem, normally everybody has it. Yeah. They're just the powerhouse of our bodies.
Yeah.
So I really find it to be, from what I've seen with NAD infusions, it works really well.
That is super cool. And then what symptoms, like if that I'm experiencing, would I be like, okay, I'm a good candidate for this?
So it'd be kind of more of a conversation with your provider, especially like, what medications are you on? Do you have any heart problems? Like, it would be that kind of situation. But if you do have autoimmune disease, I find that that's the type of people that work best with it. And so there is a gene that you can test for. So just to give an example, we have a patient that wasn't absorbing vitamin B12 shots, and we couldn't figure out why. So we call it the mother effer gene. You test them for that gene and she was positive. And so we give her the methyl, like the complete, like not what you would normally get in a doctor's office, but I actually get it from this side.
Yeah.
And it's like basically the natural form of B12.
Interesting.
And because she has this gene mutation, she doesn't absorb it. She's actually absorbing the natural form of it.
That is, I honestly am so amazed at like, all the doctors, all the nurse practitioners, like, understanding the human body and how complex it is and being able to look at someone and be like, why are you absorbing this and why are you not? Like, I'm so grateful for what you do because, like, it blows my mind. I'm like, how would you even know? Like, how would you know?
So I have to give a huge shout out to Dr. Solakowski because these are not things that I learn in nurse practitioner school, right? I think, like, of course, DOs learn much more about this because they do a lot of the holistic healing things. But as nurse practitioners, it's definitely Western medicine focused. So I think, you know, when I do have a patient where I'm like, gosh, we're giving her a lot of B12. Like, why is this not absorbing? And she's like, well, did you test her for the mother effer gene? And I was like, no. And then she's like, do that. And sure enough, that's positive. Amazing.
Yeah.
So she's doing really well now. So you have to get the synthetic.
Yeah.
So she's doing great now, but it's those types of things where it's like all of our bodies are different and everybody's body's built differently. And it's really about genetics. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't even know their genetics. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that I've really started to utilize as a nurse practitioner because I'm like, you're having all of these symptoms. We can't figure out what it is. Yeah. And like, I can't get patients into rheumatology. I can't get patients into endocrinology. Yeah. And to get a genetics counselor, it's like 2 years. So if I can like learn how to do most of the workup by myself and find the missing pieces, like I've diagnosed someone with Ehlers-Danlos, which is also something that's really hard to diagnose. So a lot of this is like doing your own research and like working with a doctor that is very experienced and knows a lot. And I think that that's been so beneficial to me as a new provider, because obviously you don't see these things in the ICU.
100%. Well, and I think that's why it's so important. Like, and we talked about this on our previous episode, but like, I think finding a good provider is truly like dating. Like
it is.
You really want to know that they're going to put in that work for you because not everyone does. And so it's amazing.
Today's episode is sponsored by Rare Planet Health Supplements. I am such a firm believer in making sure that our body gets the nutrition that it needs for optimal physical performance, brain performance, and overall mood and vitality in life. Rare Planet Health has several different supplements that I have been integrating into my routine and that I highly recommend. But the one that I really want to talk about today is Rise. Rise is a dietary supplement that is a multivitamin, a probiotic, and also is formulated to help boost mental clarity. Whether you're an entrepreneur or you just want to be the best that you can at whatever it is that you're doing in life, this supplement is a great addition to your wellness routine. The bottle is super cute, which makes it really easy to integrate into your routine every morning, and it's designed to help strengthen your attention span with vitamins to help up your mental game, which I think in a digital era, we can all use. By combining a multivitamin and a probiotic, you can combat mental and bodily fatigue with a single supplement. It also provides support for intermittent fasting, improving your energy and productivity while decreasing your food cravings, if that's something that you practice, and has a large dose of vitamin A and B12, which will help your organs, nerves, and red blood cells remain healthy, as well as your skin and hair. The capsules are super easy to swallow, and each bottle contains 60 capsules, which should last you 1 to 2 months. They also offer a premium fish oil, which if you've listened to any of our episode with functional nutritionists and functional medicine doctors, as well as women hormone optimization, fish oil and omega-3s are so important for vitality and a healthy diet. They also have Ageless, which is a stem cell, joint, and tendon support supplement, and a few more on there. You can get your supplements at rareplanethealth.com and use code RAREWellnessPodcast10 at checkout for a discount on your supplements. Again, that's rareplanethealth.com. Use code RAREWellnessPodcast for 10% off on your supplement purchase. This podcast is also sponsored by Rare Wellness Med Spa and Wellness Studio. Rare Wellness is a space where you can connect to yourself and get all the tools that you need to thrive and heal and be your best self. Whether you're looking for premium yoga, bar, or movement classes, functional medicine, aesthetic services, massage services, IV hydration therapy, and more, Rare Wellness is the place for you. To get 10% off any service at Rare, use code RAREWellnessPodcast. You can book at rarewellness.com or the MindBody app. Lastly, this podcast is sponsored by NWC4RM.com. Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine. If you're looking to reduce pain and avoid surgery, this might be the solution for you. Get back to the activities you love without surgery with regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine is a non-surgical orthopedic procedure for joint pain, arthritis, and injuries. If you want to learn more about regenerative medicine and if this might be the solution for you so that you can avoid those surgeries and continue to get back to the activities you love operating at full capacity, go to NWC4RM.com. Regardless of where you are in the country, you can book your appointment there and do an online consultation so that you can see if this is the right fit for you. Receive a free info packet by going to NWC4RM.com and just entering your email, and you'll receive more information to learn more. All right, let's head back to the episode.
So just to recap about IVs again, I know you guys have so many different like IVs that people can pick based off of their needs and like their bodies and like what support that they need. But what are the different symptoms? So is it like just for dehydration? I know people do it when they're hungover. What are the other reasons people would get IVs? Just to boost their health, or like, what are some of the others?
So basically, you know, someone comes to me, they say, I just had COVID, I just had the flu. I think that is a great time to say, let's get some vitamins in you. Because zinc and vitamin C are a huge part of not only healing like any sickness, but like, especially with COVID. And a lot of people are zinc deficient and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
Also, vitamin D is a huge thing, especially being in North Idaho, and most people don't realize that their vitamin D is very low.
Oh, especially once the sun goes up.
Yeah.
Because it's like 3 months of the year, it's like heaven here.
Yep.
Yeah. The other guy, like, I hope you like skiing.
Yes, right? I don't. That's sad.
That's the hard part, yeah.
But I think, so if someone is looking to, you know, maybe they feel like they're coming down with an illness.
Yep.
And so it's like, well, let's give you some vitamin C. Let's give you some zinc. Let's give your immune system a boost to see if we can help lessen the impact from that. Also, if someone's blood pressure is low, that is a very good indication. Of course, like ruling out other causes, but maybe it is due to dehydration. Let's give them some IV fluids to see if it can get
hydrated and feel better. I mean, but if you think about it, a lot of times when you go to the ER for certain situations, almost always they end up giving you an IV.
That's so true.
So if you can go to a place where you cannot have to pay an ER bill and have an IV, I think that that is something that's going to be very beneficial.
I wanted to ask you about, I've heard for women who experience like cramping during their periods,
yeah,
like vitamin or B12 shots can help.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, because a lot of those like vitamins that you take, they do help with inflammation.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of like a woman's cycle that's happening, is there's all this inflammation, which is why a lot of the times doctors recommend start taking some ibuprofen, yeah, to decrease bleeding and decrease inflammation.
Yeah.
So that is a big part of it as well.
Yeah. Okay, and then how often? So let's say I want to incorporate this into my wellness routine, like how often can a person get IVs?
So it's truly dependent on the person. You can overdose on vitamins. It's hard to do.
But you can.
So, you know, like once a week on average is probably what most of the people come to do here.
Yeah.
Especially with NAD. You know, they're doing once a week to sometimes, if the patient's really sick, twice a week.
Yeah.
So I think it just kind of truly depends on the person, what they're experiencing, how are their symptoms. And, you know, if they're really sick, they may need IV fluids for a couple of days.
Yeah.
You know, I think in looking at what in most of our IVs, like, so just for an example, like the Inner Beauty, you got vitamin C. Mostly all of our IVs contain vitamin C.
Amazing.
Because it's super important for the immune system.
Yeah.
Most of our IVs also include the Vita Complex.
Yeah.
To help with energy levels and metabolism and helping you just get over whatever,
yeah,
you're feeling. And then the other stuff is like we do magnesium, calcium, like the big important electrolytes. And that's,
yeah,
another thing, like so natural approach versus like Western medicine. So if someone's having muscle cramping,
mm-hmm,
or muscle spasm,
yeah,
Western medicine's like, oh, give them a muscle relaxant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to be somewhere in the middle, because if I have patients that's like, I want to treat this more naturally, it's like, okay, did you try magnesium? Did you try calcium?
Yep.
Did you try red bed?
Mm-hmm.
Did you try, are you deficient on electrolytes? Like, do you need to go get an IV? Like, why are you having these muscle cramps?
Yes.
So I think having a combination of both of like, okay, you fell, you hurt your back,
yep,
you have a muscle spasm, okay, maybe I'd be more prone then to be like, okay, let me give you a muscle relaxant to help you get through that time.
Yes.
I still want you stretching and I still want you to do like icing and heating.
Yep.
But more of the essence of like, okay, a great example is a pregnant woman.
Yep.
A lot of them get cramping in their calves.
Yep.
You know, they can't take muscle relaxants.
Mm-hmm.
So magnesium and calcium is a great option for that.
Is red bed safe for a pregnant woman?
Good question.
Yeah.
So typically when someone's pregnant, the biggest thing is overheating,
yeah,
because you can really do harm to the baby. So that's why they say don't recommend hot tubs,
saunas,
yeah, that kind of thing. So if you're not getting your body temperature over a certain amount, like 101, then you should be fine. But the red bed is very warm.
Yeah.
So as far as like personal opinion, I don't find it to be
like a great option
during pregnancy, because it's super easy to get overheated,
yeah,
as a pregnant woman anyway.
Yeah.
So just making sure that your body temperature is not reaching, you know,
yeah,
over 101 to cause problems.
I just love that you can get your primary care and your like optimization treatments in like one spot. And I think that is so rare. And you guys have, just for people listening, if they're like interested, you guys have a really unique model,
mm-hmm,
and approach. So it's, I'm just gonna put this out.
Okay. Yeah.
Unique model and unique approach. So you guys, can you explain like how it works here?
Yeah.
Is it like a membership?
It is. Yeah. It's a membership typically for both sides. You can pick and choose what you want to do over here on the med spa. So if you just want to do red bed, you can just do red bed. If you just want to do laser hair removal, you can do just laser hair,
yeah,
removal. However, becoming a member at the med spa, you get pretty significant discounts on all the services that we offer. But for the primary care side, so we have concierge medicine,
yes,
is another name for it. Patients pay monthly memberships, and they come as much as they want. There's,
yeah,
no co-pays, no deductibles. You just come as see me as much as you need to. We do have an in-house pharmacy The only thing that I don't typically carry is like narcotics or stimulants because those are scheduled drugs.
Yep.
So they would need to pick that up at the pharmacy. But our cost for people who don't have insurance to pick up their medications is insane. Like it's on average about $3 to $4 for your medications. Yeah.
Wow.
And that would be like a 90-day supply.
I feel like that's also so incredible to know that you're getting quality of care based off of what you need and not off of like what some third party is like regulating can and can't do.
Yeah. Like I would tell you, like, the insurance companies are extremely difficult. For example, I wanted to send a patient who has insurance to the pharmacy. I sent her a sleep medication. They denied it because they said I needed to try these other two medications, which actually were not safe for her. But for them, that's what they thought needed to happen. So then in turn, I have to call them and talk with them about how this is not the best option.
It's just insane to me that they can override like what your provider is saying that you need for your body.
Yep.
So
that's why this type of medicine is so great, because I really try to, you know, we take out that middleman.
Yeah.
And so I want to write the prescription. I write the prescription.
I love it.
And they walk out of here with their meds, so they don't have to go to the pharmacy after.
Yeah.
We also draw blood in house. So basically, if you need blood work, we draw it here and then we send it out. So you also don't have to go to the labs.
Yeah. I feel like there's so much we can talk about, like even with PRP and the red band and so many of these other modalities that you guys have. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about some of the different things that you guys offer here.
Yeah.
Okay. First, can you give me like a quick overview just of like all of the different things that you offer?
Yeah.
And then we'll dive into RedBud because that's the one that I'm like really excited to try out.
Yeah.
So
weight loss management.
Yep.
IV therapy.
Yep.
Red light therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Laser hair removal.
Mm-hmm.
We do facials.
Love
we
it.
Do lots of different skincare stuff here.
Do you like microneedling?
We do.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we do scarlet. We talked about with like the fat frying.
Love it.
And we do. We have massage chairs here, obviously. So
love it.
Massage therapy. We do have a massage therapist in house.
Love it.
So
the room is really cute. I'm going to show you guys later. We're going to do a tour, but
it's like he's great. So yeah, he also takes our clients as well.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And what was
an AccuFit.
Yeah.
So AccuFit is amazing. It's a muscle toning, strengthening device.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg actually is a big believer in it and has one at his house.
Wow.
So basically you put it on the muscles that you want to target. So if you're doing abdomen, arms, calves, thighs, butt, you can basically pick where you want it, or you can do all of them.
Isn't it like doing, you said something like 1,000?
1,000 sit-ups in one setting. That's what it is.
That's great, because I don't think I can do 1,000 sit-ups. So, like, trying that sounds amazing. And how long does it take?
So, you do 4 sessions. So, you can either do once a week for a month, or you can do every 2 weeks. So,
amazing.
Just kind of pick what works best for you.
Yeah.
But after 4 sessions, and then you can do, like, maintenance as needed.
I've seen some before and after photos, and it's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't necessarily, like, believe in it.
Yeah.
And then I did it, and I was like,
okay. Yeah, this works.
It goes through different sessions. So, like, basically, like, what you would feel if you were doing, like, windshield wipers. Like,
yeah.
Or what you would feel if you were doing crunches. And it goes through different sessions of, like, different workouts.
Yeah.
So you will feel different sensations during the entire, like, crazy.
So
we do offer that as well.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about red light therapy and the red bed.
Yes.
What exactly is like red light therapy?
So it's being used to treat a lot of skin conditions such as wrinkles, acne, medical conditions such as psoriasis.
Yeah.
It's also shown to help with inflammation. So like people who have chronic inflammation.
Yeah.
It also is being shown to help with mental health such as depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
So it's used for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Not one thing specific, but I would say mostly targeted towards the skin.
Yeah. So I feel like there are so many like at home red light tools that people are using.
Yes.
And I feel like anytime you have like an at home version of something versus like the medical grade version of something, I think sometimes that creates even more controversy on like, does something work
versus does it not work?
Yeah. So
what is like the difference between coming in here to do red light therapy versus like buying one of those like LED masks off of like TikTok?
Right.
Yeah.
So the thing you want to assess when you are doing red light therapy is how many nanograms is it giving you? Because typically we want it at least 600 and like 50 to like 800 is typically when you're going to start to see results.
Yeah.
So if it's not putting out a lot of nanometers, it's not necessarily going to provide you what you want. However, if you're targeting something specific, it may be just fine for you to do it at home every day. Like if it's bone pain in your arm, totally. You're just doing your arm.
Yeah.
But if you kind of want that overall, like if you're doing it for skin,
mm-hmm.
and your skin is all over your body,
totally.
So it's like that's what you're going to see is
yeah.
a difference, and that's going to be a big help.
Does it help with like injury recovery and like overall inflammation?
Yeah, that's what I've seen a lot of people. One patient that we have here broke his tibia and was coming in for the red bed like a lot, and he speaks that it really changed his life.
That's amazing.
So,
yeah. And what about does it have benefits on like mood as well?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people use red light therapy for SAD, so
yeah.
seasonal affective disorder. So when that winter time comes, the sun out is not out as much. People use red light therapy to help with that as well. And that does have
right.
studies that shows that
yeah.
it's very effective.
No, that's incredible. And I feel like it's like such a fun way to treat it.
It is.
Like
it's, so the big difference though, if you're thinking about like, what is happening as far as like...
So what is some of like the scientific evidence on red light therapy?
So...
Because I know, especially in a medical center, like,
okay,
I want to know about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we're talking about more of, you know, Western medicine, there's a lot of scientific evidence behind it. But when we're talking about more of like red light therapy, IVs, you know, that's not a lot of things that do a lot of studies. However, they are starting to do a lot more studies with red light therapy.
Yeah.
And so it's emerging rather quickly. And so there's more and more evidence frequently that it works very well. But you have to do it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the thing that's difficult. So like, for example, ways to treat certain conditions, like there can be multiple ways you can treat it.
Yeah.
So if someone has high blood pressure and you have them on medication, but you can also send them for a sauna every day,
mm-hmm.
which will also naturally help decrease blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course we're talking weight loss, which will also help in releasing, but like decreasing your blood pressure. If we're using red beds specifically, maybe a person is already on a medication for psoriasis, but in addition using red light therapy to help with their psoriasis.
Yeah.
And with combined, I'm interested to see like actually how much of a difference does it make?
You can really maximize like
yeah.
the results that you're getting.
Yeah. Eczema too. So a lot of people with eczema, they go into tanning beds to get, you know,
yeah.
a like improvement with their symptoms. So if we're on an eczema medication or we're just doing red light therapy, it's definitely going to be interesting to see, does it work? Does it not? And I would say like, just from what I see here at the med spa, people greatly benefit from the red bed and people are always in it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that if we weren't seeing results, like patients,
people
would, they wouldn't be doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it truly just kind of depends on the person. It's also really good for wound healing.
Yeah.
Inflammation, like we talked about. Oh, and one of the interesting things that I was reading about is that for people with alopecia, which is like hair loss,
yeah,
they find that it works for that as well.
That's incredible. I feel like with hair loss specifically, sometimes there's like not a ton of treatments for it. So when there is something that's like, hey, this can help.
Yeah.
Like that's awesome.
It's a big deal.
That's
yeah.
a big deal.
So I think that that was one of the interesting ones that I was reading about that I was like, okay, like that's pretty cool. So like for a personal opinion, I would say from what I see, it works.
Yeah.
And patients are very happy with it.
Yeah.
Statistically and scientific evidence still emerging.
Yeah.
But I think over the next 5 years, we're going to see a lot about it.
I feel like that's pretty typical with Eastern medicine in general. It's like, to me,
mm-hmm.
this is my personal view on it, but the fact that people did things for centuries.
Yes.
Right.
Without
medication. Like there's a reason why I think a lot of these stuff, people might've done it because
yep.
it worked for them.
Yep.
And they, I think with a lot of Eastern medicine, there's like sometimes like a spiritual tie or like other stuff that like is more woo-woo
mm-hmm.
that like we discredit
mm-hmm.
in Western medicine because it's like the woo-woo part was like them their explanation for why it was working. And I think a lot of, like, I'm excited to continue to see more studies come out that are explaining, like, so this is why what traditionally people were doing, like, before Western medicine came out, like, this is why it worked for them. And it's not, it wasn't like this, like, woo-woo, like, crazy experience, but, like, on a cellular level, like, this is why it was working. This is why those rituals and traditions and, like, practices were working. And I'm excited to continue to see, like, the bridge between the two, and for it to stop being such a, like, divided
area
where it's like you're either believe in science
or you don't,
and it's like, what if we were able to use ancient wisdom and see which parts of it are backed by science and use a combination,
right,
instead of feeling this war between the two?
And I definitely think, like, in the ICU, I definitely saw more of the Western medicine side of things. So that was very hard for me to, like, take a step back and say, okay, like, I mean, like, when I first started as a nurse practitioner, I made sure to, like, go do a bunch of things that I wasn't necessarily super, like, informed about, like acupuncture, red light therapy, IV therapy. And I will say, for me, it worked. So I think that if a patient, if they're really wanting to fix the problem that they had, I'm willing to try whatever they're willing to try to get them to the place that they need to be.
So what are some of the potential risks associated with red light therapy?
So technically speaking, there really isn't a lot of safety risks, which also makes it a really good option for treatment. If you're going into the red bed without eye protection, there's risk as far as, like, damage to your eyes. Or if you're just not using it properly. So that is a risk, but it's not.
But that's, like, user error.
It's not the same as, like, UV light, which is what you would have in a tanning bed. Red light therapy is a lot different light. So you're not going to see, like, a sunburn from this, and you're not going to see skin cancer because of red light therapy. Whereas with a tanning booth, you will see that. So it, relatively speaking, it's very safe.
Okay. So I think we're, I think we're ready to try it. What I want to do is go ahead and give them a tour of the space and all the different services you guys offer. And then, maybe I'll try whatever you let me.
Let's
do it.
Okay. I'll take this out.
All right, guys, you ready for your tour? Welcome to North Idaho Med Spa.
Okay, so this is our entrance. This is where our front desk is, where you'll be greeted by front desk people. Seating room. This is my office. So this is my room. This is where I see people on the med spa side. I also see patients from the family practice on this side as well. So I can do patient exams, and then I also can do anything that anyone needs from the med spa as well. Okay, and then this is one of our massage therapy rooms. This is also where we do acupuncture. So we do both in here. We also do emerald therapy as well in here. And then this is our other massage room where you can book an appointment to have a massage done. And then this is one of our IV rooms where patients can come. They also can get teeth whitening here, which is what this machine is.
Love this,
this is our new skincare line. So we offer it here.
Love it.
There's another IV room, which is just where we were. And this is our red light therapy room. So here is our red light bed.
Love it. Gorgeous.
And then this is where we do facials. And this is our Scarlett machine. And then this is where we do PRP, Botox. This is our CO2 laser, which treats scars. It also does, takes the first layer of skin off for facials.
Love it.
So that has been a big hit lately. So this is our full setup here. We do waxing as well.
Everything.
We really do. We try to do all the. Okay, so this is our laser hair removal. So we can do armpits, face, chin, armpits, legs, bikini. So we treat all areas with this. Typically, laser hair removal machines, sometimes patients will complain that it's super painful because it's like a rubber band snapping. This is a very updated machine. There is no pain with the laser.
That's huge.
Yes.
That is huge.
You may feel a little bit of a sting if like you have a lot of hair in one area.
Yeah.
But you will not feel a snapping sensation.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So I am so excited to try this red light med out. It can treat so many different things. And I think I'm going to do the one for skin because I dealt with acne scarring for so long and I just want to optimize my skin and probably for stress too because I feel like I've been super stressed lately. So I'm really excited to try this out. If you guys are curious about it, be sure to check out North Idaho Med Spa and see if red light therapy works for you. There's so many cool stuff in here. We're definitely coming back and checking out more of what they offer, but let's go ahead and do it. That was so meditative and incredible. It was definitely warm and I'm grateful for the fan, but I feel so good. And I feel like while I was in there, I was just like manifesting this next chapter of my life and all the healing. Like I have shoulder issues right now, so I was manifesting healing there. I was thinking about all my goals, all my dreams. I feel like it's like such a meditative experience on top of all the physical benefits. So I would highly recommend. I feel like this is such a fun way and such a good way to treat skin issues and seasonal affective disorder and mood and get all the health benefits for your body, reduce inflammation, help with injuries. So like you guys heard today, I hope you enjoyed this episode and you enjoyed coming along with me. If you have any questions, be sure to reach out to Kayla or North Idaho Med Spa and check out all of the different modalities or reach out to me and let me know what you're next, what you want to see next on the podcast. I'm so grateful for you guys. So grateful that you listened to this and be sure to check us out at Rare Wellness Podcast. Subscribe, leave us a review, share us with a friend so we can continue to provide you with great, valuable knowledge from the experts of well-being. Love you guys so much and I'll see you guys next Friday. Thank you.